Director of the Mental Health Service in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Alyssa Alves, says there needs to be a shift in the way persons with mental health needs are viewed. Speaking to NBC News about the 2025 budget announcement that mental health will be recognized as the fifth non-communicable disease, NCD, Dr. Alves says that if people with mental health needs are given the appropriate support to live whole healthy lives, they will. She is also calling for less stigma and more education about the subject of mental health in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
A lot of people instantly go to the thought of somebody maybe having more severe psychotic symptoms or maybe being a danger to others, or in a more minor way, some people may be under the misconception that if you have a mental health condition or you're seeking mental health care, it means that you cannot then be a productive and good worker, or you cannot be a good parent. And none of those things are true. There are many people who have lifelong conditions, and so it's this shifting to think about mental health conditions in the same way we think of anything else. When we think of somebody who has diabetes, we don't make insinuations about that person's ability to walk or to show up in their life. We assume that, okay, if they're managing their condition with whatever medications and whatever dietary interventions, that they'll be fine. It is the same with mental health.
She adds that at the level of governance, there are policies that will be put in place to ensure that persons with mental health needs are not discriminated against and treated with humanity.
Our attitudes toward mental health that are bound up in attitudes about other areas. So among pieces of legislation that we have that are in progress and that are in draft, we also have a rights of disabled persons law that is in draft. And those laws indicate that people cannot be discriminated against because of a disability, and that also includes what we would call psychosocial disabilities or mental health conditions. We are in the process of updating our mental health laws as well, and that will include those pieces of legislation and guidance for employers and, of course, the wider public.
While sharing tips for people to take care of their mental health, Dr. Alves says all of the things that influence positive physical health also influence mental health. She adds that the Employee Assistance Program, EAP, is free for all government workers, and they can see mental health doctors through this initiative.
My first tip, I would say that people really do need to be attentive to their physical health as well. Make sure that you are covering yourself with things we're eating and drinking. Are we getting enough exercise? Are we getting enough fresh air? In the same way that you would go and see a physician because you've got a problem and it's not resolving and you need expertise, you would go and see a mental health practitioner. Reminding everybody that the EAP exists and is free for all government workers, and that you can see mental health practitioners through that. Mental health is not just about having a disorder and being admitted to a hospital. You can see a counselor or a social worker as part of outpatient services that we have at the referral hospitals in St. Vincent and also at the major polyclinics.
Clinical psychologist and director of mental health service in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Alyssa Alves. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.